Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, "The Devil is Real."
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come among you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was studying theology, I was fascinated by the devil. I'd grown up with an idea of the devil being very powerful and was warned by teachers never to let the devil control my behavior through giving into temptation. As I later studied scripture, I became aware that this was exaggerated. And the devil has several different names. Today we call him Satan and Beelzebul. And he was not a match for the grace of God through the power over evil won by Jesus Christ in his passion, death, and resurrection. That idea dominated my early years as a priest. "Never give the devil a power he doesn't have," I had learnt. My early apostolic work was with teenagers, and I loved the work and the young people themselves. They helped me to be enthusiastic about life, and I was a romantic like many of them. But a horrific evil entered into their lives: drugs and addiction. I watched the best of them fall and began to worry that maybe the devil did have power over their lives. I still believe that prayer and the sacraments can overcome the evil that could be caused by the devil, and that what St. Paul wrote to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 15, is true. St. Paul wrote, Jesus has stripped the sovereignties and ruling forces and paraded them in public behind him in his triumphant procession, nailing them to the cross. Pope Francis tells us not to give in to the devil by refusing to believe he exists. I think he exists and his power is real. I still see the devil in addiction and also in abuse, such terrible evils, and they destroy our world. But I also see the power of the grace of Jesus Christ following us even through death and redeeming us with the power of loving forgiveness. The devil is real, but the power of Jesus Christ overcomes the devil. Thanks for listening, and God bless you all. Bye-bye.